Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And whether businesses really do feel protected. And it's, you know, it's important for China, too. They can't just the culture really
they've
is
got to come into the,
you know?
They've got to become honest brokers in the age of, in the digital age. And one thing we have, one thing I think we have to not be naive about is whatever China says they will do, we have to verify that every single day, because we know they will cheat. We know they will lie and not do what they say they're going to do. We have to be able to stay on them. We got to be diligent in enforcing whatever deal we put together.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, I do think China, I mean, look, at it, it takes a while. I mean, there is a culture, you know, over in China for intellectual property theft and stealing things and technology.
And consequently, that nation is not an innovative nation. I mean,
it is not.
Smarter people than me.
And that's what they know. That's what they recognize. In order
to
become a global leader, you have to be innovators.
Yeah. And they could be.
So,
they're so smart, they could be. But why would they innovate when they can steal it? That's the difference. And so hold on to that thought. Karen, I got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, Karen's going to report on the USMCA, the Mexican-Canadian-American deal, the replacement of NAFTA. She's going to give us a report on that and why it's good for small business and what we have to do to get it done. 20 Till, stay with us.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Tom Petty.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of the Brain Trust, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. She has a syndicated column you see all over the place. She's works very hard for entrepreneurs, pound for pound. Nobody works harder. I encourage you, please, folks, check out their website and support the work that they do. They need your support. Karen, lots of trade deals going on. We got one work they're working on with China. We've got the one with Europe we're still working on. We got this Japan. The NAFTA rework, the USMCA, mm-hmm. United States, Mexico and Canada bill, which is the NAFTA replacement. Tell us about what the difference is in the old law, the old deal, and the new deal, and why small businesses should care.
Well, and hopefully Congress will get on this now that the U.S. International Trade Commission released its report on April 18th, which found that the agreement would increase U.S. GDP by $68 billion at 176,000 jobs. The White House, Kevin Hassett, said this is a very, very, very conservative number. He thinks it will be much higher. And I got to tell you, Kevin Hassett is good with his numbers. He's been the one predicting the right growth rate for the economy for the last 2 years. He's been on the button. So this
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.